Hi, this is Rob McConnell, and I invite you to join me on Turquoise Radio for the X-Zone Radio Show, a place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard. After 21 years of paranormal TV and radio, thousands of celebrity interviews, and millions of worldwide supporters, I am very excited to bring my show to Turquoise Radio, where together we'll investigate the world of the paranormal to the science of parapsychology and all topics in between. Check out the website at turquoiseradio.com for showtimes. The X-Zone Radio Show with yours truly, Rob McConnell, on Turquoise Radio. And I'll see you in the X-Zone.
AVS Media Demo.
Papa Hotel, Lima Echo November, radio check.
Papa Echo November, good afternoon, read you 5.
Good afternoon, read you 5 as well, Papa Echo November.
The X-Zone Radio and TV show is largely an opinion talk show. All opinions, comments, or statements of fact expressed by Rob McConnell's guests are strictly their own and are not to be construed as those of the X-Zone Radio and TV show or in any manner endorsed by Rob McConnell, Relmar McConnell Media Company, Talkstar Radio Network, its affiliated stations, or employees.
All Hit Radio.
Welcome to the X Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
And welcome back to the X-Zone, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell, coming to you from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Worldwide toll-free, 1-800-610-7035. My email address, xzone@xzoneradiotv.com. On MSN Messenger, xzoneradiotv@hotmail.com. And our website, www.xzoneradiotv.com. The X-Zone comes to you Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. Eastern until 2 a.m. Eastern on the Talkstar Radio Network, X-Zone Broadcast Network, UK High Definition Radio, Euro High Definition Radio, Star Cable, and now on Turquoise Radio, as well as broadcast affiliates right around the world. X-Zone Nation, this hour, my guest is Lisa Robbins, and, Lisa is a researcher, teacher, and passionate author of the Cancer Journal, Heal Yourself, and Cancer Cure and Survivor Stories. She is co-author of 12 Letters to the Women of the World and Power of 100. Lisa shares simple ways to cleanse, nourish, and heal through video and audio interviews, books, photographs, recipes, tips, and articles. Now, Lisa is a registered holistic nutritionist with a highest honors degree in Bachelor of Science in Holistic Nutrition. She has been an adult teaching and training certificate holder and developed and taught a natural health course for Fleming College. Her websites, www.thegoodwitch.ca and incrediblehealingjournals.com. Joining me now from Peterborough, Ontario, is Lisa Robbins. And Lisa, welcome to the X-Zone.
Oh, thanks, Rob. I really appreciate you having me on your show today.
Well, it's my great pleasure. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved in the work that you're doing.
Sure. Well, it happened over many years. Mm-hmm. Both my parents went through cancer and treatments for that, and they both died terrible deaths, really.
Sorry.
Kind of an experiment, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so through that, I began to learn how to, eat properly, change my diet. But I was really, really scared of cancer because I'd grown up with it my whole life. And so I started to really research, and I started to educate myself. I became a holistic nutritionist, and I really, learned through that process how to heal your body with food and herbs. And, of course, I met so many people through the process as well who have actually healed themselves of cancer and many other diseases. And so now that's where my focus is.
Super. All right, Lisa, you and I have to take a two-minute commercial break. We'll be right back with more of this fascinating lady from Peterborough, Ontario. Her name is Lisa Robbins. Her two websites, www.thegoodwitch.ca and www.incrediblehealingjournals.com. This is The X-Zone. My name is Rob McConnell. This is truly a place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard. And Lisa Robbins and I will be back on the other side of this two-minute commercial break from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Don't go away. Back in Victorian England, a famous theologian posed a perplexing riddle.
Why are the two top personalities in the Bible tagged with the numbers 7 and 11?
Academics agree the answer is found in the stunning discovery of a hitherto secret Bible structure explained in a new book called The Genesis Grid. The discovery is so simple that preschool children could illustrate it. Certain claims are hugely controversial and may offend some, but at the X-Zone, we've studied this awesome new book and agree with one expert, and I quote,
"These discoveries appear to be beyond coincidence."
So who or what hid this wonderful pattern in the Bible, and what might they do next? Find out more, X-Zone Nation, and read reviews on www.genesisgrid.co.uk. That's
www.genesisgrid.co.uk.
Welcome back, everyone. That's Skip Brokaw and Lighthouse from London, Ontario, here on The X-Zone. We're coming to you from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Worldwide toll-free 1-800-610-7035. Email xzone at xzoneradiotv.com. On MSN Messenger, xzoneradiotv@hotmail.com. And our website, www.xzoneradiotv.com. Lisa Robbins is my special guest, and we're talking about cancer this hour, X-Zone Nation. And Lisa, let me ask you, is there a cure for cancer? And if so, why doesn't mainstream traditional medicine let the world know about it?
Well, sure there is, Rob. You know, there's a lot of people that have already healed themselves. And when I started to research about cancer and healing and nutrition, I found that people have been healing themselves with cancer for years and years and years. And there have been healers that have helped those people as well for years and years. Why doesn't mainstream medicine share this information?
Yes.
I guess that's just not the industry that they're in.
It's pretty sad.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, in your opinion, and with the amount of experience you have in the field, what is the first thing someone should do when diagnosed with cancer?
Okay. Well, the first thing they should do is not be scared, because there's so much information available,
mm-hmm.
and there's so many people out there that can help, with information about what you need to do. That's the first thing. Just don't be scared, because there are so many people that have healed themselves. There's so much information available to you, and it's not the death sentence that it's been made out to be over the last, say, 80 years.
But how does somebody overcome the fear of the diagnosis of cancer?
Well, I think the best way to overcome the fear is to listen to stories from others who have healed themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you hear their stories and you realize that what they did were just basic changes to their lifestyle and diet, and of course reducing stress and fear, then they were able to heal themselves. And once you realize that there are so many thousands and thousands of people out there that have done it, this really helps to remove the fear.
Dealing with the fear yourself is one thing, but the diagnosis of cancer spreads fear throughout friends and family. So how do you deal with the new pressure that you're going to be under due to the stress and pressure caused by family and friends?
Well, I think the best way to do that is to educate them, because first of all, they're just as scared as you are.
Mm-hmm.
And as you begin researching about the cancer that you have and the options that you have to heal yourself, you're going to start to realize a lot of information that your family members don't have. And so they're going to be operating on their fear, which is really uneducated. And once you realize all this information and start to develop your own program for healing yourself,
mm-hmm.
you can just bring them in the fold and educate them as well. And once you do that, they'll be supporting you the whole way.
Do we know what causes cancer?
Yes, we do. We absolutely do. We've known for many, many years what causes cancer. And I'll give you an example.
Please.
Chimney sweeps in the 1700s got cancer from on their scrotums from climbing up inside the chimneys, and their clothes would be covered. And so we knew back then what, you know, types of chemicals cause cancer. Even women who were painting the little, the reflective hands on watches,
mm-hmm.
they would point the paintbrush with their mouth, and then they would get all these mouth cancers because that was radioactive particles that they were painting onto the watch handles. There's many, many, many instances of what causes cancer. And specifically, it's damage to cells. So once a cell is damaged, it's unable to protect itself. Its wall may be broken, or you know, it may be burnt or radiated, whatever the damage is to the cell. Now fungus or viruses can come and start growing on the cell. And we know that at the core of cancers are fungus.
Hmm.
So, you know, once we educate ourselves about all of these things,
right.
it's much easier to know what to do.
ExoNation, Lisa Robbins is our guest of this hour. We're talking about cancer. Two websites, www.thegoodwitch.ca and www.incrediblehealingjournals.com. I've read somewhere, or I've heard something, that pH is also a factor with cancer.
Absolutely. pH is absolutely one of the most important issues that you want to take into account when you're trying to heal from all diseases, and specifically from cancer. So we know that cancer cells grow in an acidic environment,
mm-hmm.
and we also know that they can't grow in an alkaline environment. So there's many options you have here to change your pH to more alkaline. And just recently I read something from Dr. Leonard Coldwell, who claims that all cancers can be cured in 2 to 16 weeks by
wow.
balancing pH. That's quite a statement.
It certainly is.
But, yeah, I believe it to be true because, you know, we've done many studies have showed that cancer cells grow in acid. And having an alkaline, you know, tissues and blood makes us feel better. It makes everything operate properly. And it's quite easy to obtain as well.
Hmm. Does cleansing help? And if so, how would one cleanse themselves specifically for the diagnosis of cancer?
Okay. Well, It really depends on your personal situation, mm-hmm. because I can give you an example. Someone could have a completely congested liver and gallbladder, so they may be diagnosed with, you know, fatty liver and have fat globules inside their liver and their gallbladder. And so if that's the case, and it is with many, many people who have eaten a poor diet with modified fats and, you know, toxins and saturated mm-hmm. meat and genetically modified foods. So all these foods kind of tend to clog up our liver and gallbladder, and specifically the modified fats. And so if you have congestion in that area, your liver is a filter, and it won't be filtering the toxins. It won't be able to detoxify your blood. So you will start to have really an acid problem, because as your body gets more full of toxins and it's not able to get rid of things, mm-hmm. it's not able to filter your blood, it just builds and builds and builds. So cleansing can really help with that. And so you really want to start to look at what your own problems are specifically, where you have symptoms, because there's specific symptoms that you'll have in liver and gallbladder congestion, and they are discomfort under your right rib cage. You'll have a lot of acid problems stem from this problem, because if your gallbladder is full of congestion, it's not able to pump bile into your small intestine. Mm-hmm. So when you eat, you chew up your food, it goes into your stomach, it's mixed with stomach acid, and that's very acidy. As soon as it goes into your small intestine, the bile comes out from your gallbladder and it balances the pH. Now, all that food goes down into your intestinal system, and it's all absorbed, broken up and absorbed. So you can see if you have congestion and that gallbladder is trying to pump, it won't be able to pump that out. So that's why that problem happens. So there's specific cleanses for specific parts or systems in your body. There's a cleanse that will get that congestion out of your liver and gallbladder. But also there's cleanses that will just start to really pull things out. And a lot of people start with intestinal cleanses, mm-hmm. but I would recommend a really good cleanse to start with is a brown rice cleanse. And the reason for that is that it has lots of food, mm-hmm. so you'll never go hungry, but it eliminates all of the allergenic foods. So those are things like dairy, soy, oranges, chocolate, mm-hmm. pork, beef. And there's a few more of them. But once you get all wheat, once you get those allergens out of your diet, and you just, for a few weeks, just do the straight brown rice, vegetables, you know, a lot of raw vegetables, fruits, you'll start to notice a real difference. So there's many ways to cleanse.
So it would almost seem, Lisa, that a lot of the cancer that we're seeing on an ever-increasing rate in today's society is because of our lifestyle, the food we eat, and the environment that we live in.
Absolutely. There's no question about that. Yeah.
Wow. Do you have any idea or any statistics on what the current rate of cancer diagnoses are within, let's say, Canada or the United States?
Between 1 in 2 and 1 in 3 people.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's just getting worse, you know, and our focus is not on teaching people how to heal themselves. Our focus is not on healthy food. The focus of our governments and corporations seem to be on profit and making money, and this is why we have all these problems, because we don't really care about people, you know, and we don't care enough about our environment and the food that we're eating, because if we did, mm-hmm. we would be producing foods that were organic, foods that were full of nutrients, and we would be teaching our children in schools how to eat properly. We wouldn't be feeding them pizza and pop and,
exactly.
and juice with corn syrup and stuff like that. Yeah.
Lisa, stand by, dear. You and I have to take our news break at the bottom of the hour. Exo Nation, our special guest this hour is Lisa Robbins. Her website, www.thegoodwitch.ca and www.incrediblehealingjournals.com. We're talking about cancer this hour, and when we come back from this commercial break, we'll hear some of the stories that Lisa has to share with us as the X Zone continues from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Worldwide toll free 1-800-610-7035. Email xzone@xzoneradiotv.com. On MSN Messenger, xzoneradiotv at hotmail.com and our website, www.xzoneradiotv.com. And don't forget to find out who's who in the world of the paranormal, parapsychology, New Age philosophy, alternative healing. Go to www.xzonedirectory.com. My name is Rob McConnell. Lisa Robbins is my guest. We'll both be back on the other side of this news break. Don't go away. Rob McConnell here, presenting an overview for Nicholas Paul Jennings, author of a fascinating book, Amen. It presents facts revealed by Egyptologists, facts that enable us to understand why Amen is the beginning of creation of God. It provides recommendations for religious leaders of the major religions to unify their beliefs and teach the word of God, love one another. Amen informs people how mankind conceived God. It was the Egyptians that developed the concepts of a soul, a hereafter, and son of God. And finally, after the worship of many gods, they conceived the belief in one universal God, the maker of all there is. For more information, visit www.futureofgodamen.com. That's www.futureofgodamen.com. You're listening to the X-Zone Radio Show, live and around the world on the Talkstar Radio Network,
X-Zone Broadcast Network,
UK High Definition Radio,
Euro High Definition Radio,
and Star Cable. Our toll-free telephone number worldwide is 1-800-610-7035.
Our email address, xzone@xzoneradiotv.com.
On MSN Messenger, xzoneradiotv@hotmail.com.
And our website,
www.xzoneradiotv.com.
Upon the bitter green she walked the hills above the town, echoed to her footsteps as soft as eiderdown, waiting for her master to kiss away her tears, waiting through the years. Bitter green, they called her, walking in the sun, loving everyone that she met. Bitter green, they called her, waiting in the sun, waiting for someone to take her hand.
Exonation, my special guest this hour is Lisa Robbins. Two websites, www.thegoodwitch.ca and www.incrediblehealingjournals.com. Lisa, I was wondering if you'd be able to share with us some of the stories that you talk about and maybe give some of our listeners who may be facing, either in their own lives or in the lives of a loved one or a friend, a diagnosis of cancer, and maybe we can share some hope with them.
Sure, I would love to do that. Well, if you go to incrediblehealingjournals.com, you'll see a lot of stories there. Mm-hmm. And we don't just post stories about cancer healing, we post stories about everything. And one story I would love to tell you about is a neurovitamin. Now, in 2009, Neuro was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. She found a lump in her breast and was told that it was aggressive and fast spreading. And at first, doctors thought it was breast cancer. Mm-hmm. But after they did a biopsy, they realized that it actually was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So Neuro, she was really shocked initially. Doctors told her that she would be dead in 6 months to 2 years if she refused their treatments. But she really didn't want to do chemotherapy because she had seen what happens to people, you know, near her, what happened to people when they did do chemotherapy.
Sure.
And some of her friends and family members had died. So she was really, really scared. The doctors were kind of you know, trying to coax her to do what they wanted. They wanted her to start chemotherapy right away. And she had an old friend that told her to go on a clean diet. And she told her to stay away from, you know, things in personal care products and all the things that we know that have chemicals and that can harm us. Mm-hmm. So that's exactly what Nero did. Instead of following what her doctors wanted her to do, she just completely started cleansing with mostly vegetable diet and lots of fresh green juices. And it wasn't long before Nero's lump started to shrink. And now, today, she doesn't have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma anymore.
That is truly amazing.
It is amazing.
That is truly amazing.
It's so amazing because we have this huge belief that cancer is so scary. So when we hear a story like that, it's just a miracle. But those miracles happen every single day. And I could just go on. There's so many stories that I have. There was a lady named Yvonne Chamberlain. She's from Australia. And now 30 years ago, when Yvonne was a young woman with two young children, she went to a grocery store. Now, at the time, she had a funny black mole on her leg. Mm-hmm. And she was worried about it because it just wasn't normal. So beside the grocery store, there was a doctor's clinic. And she went into the clinic and showed the doctor and said, you know, what should I do? And she said, as soon as she saw his face, the color drained out of his face and he was just instantly afraid. And so he sent her to a different doctor and they told her that she had black melanoma and they recommended amputating her leg. And of course, they gave her only 6 weeks to live.
My God.
So she said, if I only have 6 weeks to live, I'm definitely not amputating my leg. So instead, she contacted someone in the Australian government who she knew, and they got her a passport within a week or 2 weeks. She flew to Mexico to a clinic where they applied an escharotic, which is a caustic herbal mm-hmm. paste. And within 10 days, the black melanoma fell off her leg. So she went back home. She changed her diet. She started to eat really healthy food, and she stopped eating all the junk that she had been eating before, sugar, sweets and stuff like that. And she's been fine ever since, and that's over 30 years ago now.
You know, when you look at the big picture, you can actually see where we went wrong. We weren't meant to eat all the junk and all the crap that we're eating right now.
Absolutely not.
You know, we take better care of our pets than we do of ourselves. And then again, we take better care of our cars than we do ourselves. Which
some of us do.
Just blows my mind.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's two stories, melanoma and non-Hodgkin's.
Right.
Do we have time for another one?
We sure do.
Okay. This is a great story. And this is a story from Brenda Cobb. She lives in the United States. And in 1999, Brenda was hit with the news that she had two kinds of cancer, breast cancer and cervical cancer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Now, her doctor also told her that she would be dead in 6 months. It seems to kind of be the standard if she didn't take chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. And they were recommending both a mastectomy and a hysterectomy. So Brenda already had a taste of natural healing, mm-hmm. and she refused all the treatment. And she totally healed herself from both breast cancer and cervical cancer just by using whole natural foods. And, of course, reducing stress and those really helpful lifestyle changes. So today, Brenda runs the Living Foods Institute in Alabama. And she teaches people from all over the world. They come to her institute to heal themselves from every kind of disease that you could imagine.
And it's all a matter of diet, basically.
Yeah, diet is huge. It's not the only thing, because there is something that overpowers diet, mm-hmm. and that is fear and stress. Also toxicity. So if you remove the fear and the stress, mm-hmm. and you remove the toxicity, and then you nourish your body with the things that it actually, every chemical or biochemical process in your body requires nutrients. everything, every bit of bone, skin, flesh, organ that you build requires
right.
nutrients. So if you don't have those nutrients, for instance, if you're eating hydrogenated, partially hydrogenated or modified fats, mm-hmm. and you're not eating the essential fats, which actually make up the wall of every cell in your body, then your cells will be made with hydrogenated fats. So if you look at the way they make hydrogenated fats, they take liquid vegetable oil,
mm-hmm.
and they shoot extra hydrogen atoms into the vegetable oil, which makes it sticky and stiff. So you took an oil that was flowing, imagine a U shape,
mm-hmm.
and you stuck it full of extra hydrogens. Now it's kind of almost a V shape where it's bent. It can't fit in your receptor cells properly. So now the walls are built of a poor fat. And so they can't waste out properly, and they can't take nutrients in properly. It has a real effect on all the electrical processes in your body as well. So it's really important to take these good foods in and get all the junk out of your body that you've accumulated for years.
Lisa, are we seeing a younger age span for cancer?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's more cancer in everyone, everywhere, every age, and it's just getting worse and worse. So, but the good side of that, or the other side of that, is that as a whole, we're all realizing what we've done to ourselves, and we're starting to take steps to change that. And so I think we can really turn it all around. I really do.
Lisa, tell me about the home study course that you're presently developing.
Oh, sure. We're starting a course because I am a teacher, and I love to teach people through the videos.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm doing is I'm interviewing some of the people that I've interviewed that have healed themselves. Another amazing story is Avita Ramparte, and she's taking part in that. She healed herself of a really severe case of ovarian cancer, and she did it through cleansing only.
Wow.
So she just, I know, it's just incredible. I have interviewed her, and I haven't posted her interview yet on Incredible Healing Journals because I have a few in front, but you can see another interview on YouTube. So if you look up Avita, E-V-I-T-A, Ramparte, R-A-M-P-A-R-T-E, on YouTube, and cleansing, you'll be able to see her story, and it's just unbelievable. So people like that, she will be in the course. So I've interviewed her on specific parts
mm-hmm.
About cleansing. Dr. Sue Gelder is another person who healed herself of a massive spinal tumor, and her story is incredible because she just did it. Of course, she changed her diet, too. She did a lot of cleansing, but she shifted her thinking, and she actually put herself in a submarine and went down to the tumor that was actually crippling her, and she chopped at it with an axe. And she just did this repeatedly day after day because she was in her bed and she couldn't walk. Her one leg had atrophied to half its size. So in the course, she'll be teaching us how to increase our internal power, and there's tons of ways that you can do that, and visualization is one of those because it really, really works, and that's what she used to heal herself.
How important
so that's what the course is about.
How important is spirituality when it comes to healing yourself?
Spirituality. Well, I guess it is important because it gives us tools to maybe not let so much negative influence mm-hmm. into our lives. It kind of gives us ways to protect ourselves. It helps us to understand how connected we are to each other energetically, but also how the negative energies of, you know, repetitive negative thoughts or hanging out with people that maybe don't make you feel that well. So it kind of teaches us tools to handle those things and really protect ourselves from things that we have so much control over, but we don't have control over them until we realize we have control over them.
With the stories that you've told us today, they're truly amazing. What do the doctors who've made the diagnosis of this person dying in 6 weeks or 6 months, what do they have to say after the patient contacts them and says, you know what, doctor, I'm healed?
Well, I think it's changing because, you know, I try not to want to blame our doctors because truly a lot of them want to help us.
Mm-hmm.
And the system is set up so that, you know, big companies are making money and people are not learning really what they need to do.
But if we don't blame the doctors, who do we blame? You know?
Well, I spent years writing my book. It mm-hmm. took me 10 years. And when I first gave it to my editor,
mm-hmm.
there was so much anger and blame. And she helped me take all of that out because what I realized was that if we stay in that area with the doctors blaming them, you know, it's your fault. Why didn't you tell me this?
Right.
We can't move forward in healing ourselves.
But in the same instance, what we're doing is we're giving them a free pass for what they should have been doing all this time. They
yeah.
have to take responsibility, in my opinion, because society entrusts our physicians with their lives. So I don't
yeah.
see how we can just say, okay, you know what? We're just going to forget that and go on, when they could have said to the big pharma and say, well, you know what? Let's look at other things. And it's too bad in our present day in society, doctors are becoming pill pushers and nothing more.
A lot of them are.
Yeah.
Definitely. But I do know for a fact that many doctors are kind of flipping over to the other side because they knew inside,
mm-hmm.
just like we know inside, that the way to heal is to look after ourselves and care about ourselves.
Sure.
Not run around and eat all this junk and not care what's happening to our body.
Mm-hmm.
So some of them are flipping over.
Right.
And it's like a tipping point. You know, they're going to have to. They have no choice because if they don't go this way, they're just going to be left behind.
Hmm. We've got about a minute and a half left before I have to take my next break. What is your main advice when somebody contacts you and they say, listen, what is the simplest thing we can do to avoid cancer since we haven't been diagnosed with it yet? We want to take preventative measures. What would your advice to them be?
I would just tell them to start cleansing on a regular basis,
mm-hmm.
to get rid of the accumulated junk, because even if they don't have cancer, they likely, if they haven't been paying attention to what they've been putting in or on their body, they will have accumulated a lot of toxins. So start cleansing, and if you go to thegoodwitch.ca, you can sign up for our list, and there's a cleanse report that has 9 different cleanses. One of those is a liver gallbladder cleanse.
All right, Lisa, stand by. You and I have to take our final break. We'll be back on the other side of this short break with our great sponsors. Exonation, Lisa Robbins is our special guest this hour. www.thegoodwitch.ca and www.incrediblehealingjournals.com. My name is Rob McConnell. This is The Exone, and we're coming to you from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. You can listen to The Exone Archives with our compliments at www.exonepodcast.com. Don't go away.
Loving everyone that she met. Bitter green, they called her.
Are you or is someone you know struggling with addictions, depression, anxiety, relationships, low self-esteem, lack of confidence, grief, success, and prosperity? Do you know that your subconscious belief plays a big role in the outcome of your hard work? We can help you permanently change the beliefs that may be the reason for your struggles and failures. We care about getting you the return on your investment and the results you are looking for. We can help you be free of the limitations of your past and in realizing your highest potential. We work with people by phone and Skype. For more information, visit us at www.ritasoman.com. That's www.ritasoman.com.
You know that it would be untrue.
ExoNation, my guest this hour is Lisa Robbins. First of all, Lisa, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing with us. And, you know, maybe I was a little bit too hard on doctors on the other side of the break before we went on. But it just boils me. I lost my grandmother to cancer. My mother is a cancer survivor. And, you know, looking back, the pain is still there. You know, when I think of the pain and suffering my grandmother went through and how my brother and I nearly lost our mom, if this information was known back then, and if Big Pharma is partially to blame for the suppression of this information, shouldn't somebody be held responsible?
Well, probably, yes. Well, not probably. Of course, mm-hmm. yes, they should be held responsible. You know, the problem is that we haven't got to that point because it's still going on. So, I mean, the Canadian and U.S. governments are still taking children from their families and forcing them to have chemotherapy.
Yeah. So are there any groups, organizations that are actively fighting against this that people can contact or people can join?
I wish there was that I knew of. I mean, I feel at times very alone in this fight. Wow. But I do know that there are many people who are like me who have figured this all out and realize what's happened. I mean, you just said it. You know, this information has been around for a long, long time. I said earlier, there's been many people that have healed themselves, mm-hmm. and it's been totally suppressed by, you know, I don't want to name any names, but it has been totally suppressed. So what can we do? I don't know. I do every day what I can do.
Sure.
And, you know, that's all I can do. So I don't know how else to answer that.
Let our listeners know how they can contact you.
Oh, sure. Well, through my website, thegoodwitch.ca, there's a contact form, mm-hmm. Or incrediblehealingjournals.com, there's a contact form. We have a Facebook group where we talk about healing every day, pretty well all day long. There's lots of people in the group that are healing, and there's also some people that I've interviewed and healers as well. So any of those ways.
And So what is next for you and the work you're trying so hard to get out to the masses?
Well, you know, I post an interview every month, mm-hmm. With a new person who has healed themselves. I'm working on our course, and the new book, Cancer Cure and Survivor Stories, is coming out. I'll be putting my book in an audio version. So I'm just going to keep working. I'm just going to keep putting it out there, and hopefully more and more people will become informed and be able to, you know, heal themselves.
Lisa, I want to thank you ever so much for joining us. It's been a great hour. I commend you and applaud you for the great work that you're doing and letting the world know that, yes, there is a cure for cancer. ExoNation, my guest this hour has been Lisa Robbins in Peterborough, Ontario, Canada. A couple of websites, and please pass these websites to your friends, family members, anyone who is affected by this horrible disease in one way or another, www.thegoodwitch.ca and www.incrediblehealingjournals.com. I'll be back on the other side of this commercial break with the news at 6.5 minutes past the hour as we continue here in the X Zone with yours truly, Rob McConnell. Our website, www.xzoneradiotv.com, and you can always listen to our podcast for the last 90 days at www.xzonepodcast.com. I'll be back. Don't go away.